This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, Kansas City. Good morning, Hartzell.
Yo, yo, yo. Hello, Jordan.
How you doing?
Pretty good. Pretty good. What's today? Thursday?
Yes.
Thursday it is. Thursday it is.
I'm good. I'm good.
It's good.
It's Jordan Silver and Friends in the Morning on 96.5. The Buzz.
Hello, Caller 5. How's your Thursday going?
Oh, my God. So good now.
All right. Are you headed to work or something?
Heading to the gym, actually.
Oh, my God. At 6:10, I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Wow. What, do you go to the gym every morning at this time?
No, this is the first day I've gotten up early, so now it's worth it.
Is it leg day?
Yes, actually, unfortunately.
All right, then in about an hour, you will have really earned these tickets to check out Metric. It's The Buzz.
Welcome back to hashtag Crazy Cat Lady Radio. Wait, I mean Jordan Silver and Friends.
If I learned one thing from Buzz Family Creeping this morning, it's that every single person in Kansas City went to Metallica last night. Everybody's there.
I think you're right, yeah. I think you're right.
I almost made a list of the people that went and updated a photo, but I didn't want to get people in trouble if like they called out of work. And their boss is listening.
Yeah, like, you can't be a snitch while you creep. That's not, right. You can't do that.
I know. Uh-uh. It's a shame, but Shayla on Twitter had a picture of Metallica's pyro and says, so that was awesome, but it was a bit unsafe. It's just fire.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
I guess if any band knows where to be and how not to get caught up in the actual flames, it's Metallica.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Also, know your audience. That's what they want. You know, listen, if you go to a Metallica show, if I don't see flames, then what am I even there for?
Have you been to a concert that had a lot of fire?
Oh, yeah. I went to Nickelback. Went to a Nickelback show. Took a first date to a Nickelback show.
That's hot.
So much. It was very hot. It was because there was a lot of pyro. It was burning up in there.
Yeah.
You're right. Some friends coming back from Panama, sporting Kansas City, and a buddy on Twitter says, at Sam Sanders says, dear every airline, nobody ever asked you to play music on the plane. Such a good point. Have you been on planes like that?
What?
You ever been on planes that play music on
there? I thought it was like Muzak.
Oh, no, I've been on there where it's like a straight up just like top 40 playlist or
really?
Like your basic like dentist office music.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird. I didn't love it.
Yeah. I guess maybe music makes people sit the hell down and put their crap in the overhead compartment faster.
That was not the case in my situation.
Got it.
Not the case.
User Michelle Bullock on Facebook is letting the whole entire world know that now The Notebook is on Netflix in case anyone wants to ugly cry this evening.
Oh.
I went on a first date to see that movie in theaters when it came out. And I remember the part comes on at the very end, which the revelation and everybody starts crying. And I wasn't crying, which is weird because I'm an easy crier.
Uh-huh.
And so the girl I was with was like, what the hell's wrong with you? Why didn't you cry? I was not even, my face was facing the screen, but my eyes were on a speaker to the right. And I was like, don't cry, don't cry, don't cry, don't cry.
Yep,
don't.
That's the move. That's the move. Yeah, I've actually never seen that movie from start to finish.
Stop it.
I've seen the reveal. But I've never actually sat down and I never finished it. We put it on and then, you know, we had to go to my room and finish up some things.
It's like Marley and Me, but with people.
Ooh, yeah. No.
So sad.
Hard pass. Kay. Hard pass. Kay. Sierra Bibler, she retweeted this. It's from @CatDur. The cheese challenge where you just throw the cheese.
Yes.
On a baby's head.
Yeah.
Hilarious, by the way. Big fan of that. Big, big fan. I don't get it, but I'm a fan of it. But this person says, I don't have a baby, so I just... And then she has the picture or the video of her just throwing cheese on her cat.
Oh, does it stick?
No.
Okay.
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
But the cat had the same reaction as most babies. And so for that reason, it plays.
For that reason, we're out. Rivers Cuomo tweeted, I was listening to Nirvana and a recommendation after it was Hash Pipe. And I was like, oh, nice. That must be a cool feeling.
Mm-hmm.
That must be a cool feeling.
Just being Rivers is a cool feeling, if you ask me.
Yes.
From our friends at KCTV5, a little bit of a news / a creep, big traffic alert just for people headed in. The 2-year road project begins today at I-435 and I-70 interchange, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. for, I guess, the next foreseeable future.
Until 2020.
Just don't leave. Just don't leave the house.
Yeah. Just get a new job if you have to go that way.
Yeah, no, thank you.
And this is a video that people are passing around that are that can stomach it. In Australia, this giant spider climbs into the back of someone's car. Have you seen this?
Mm-hmm,
oh,
mm-hmm.
It is. There's, you know, that little gap between your door, the back door, the hatch, and your actual car. Oh, this giant spider just climbs right in between there and disappears in the car. And the person that's driving doesn't know. Could you imagine? How many times do you think that's happened to you?
Oh, all the time. It's like, that's that same study that says how many times you eat a spider at night. You eat a lot every year. Spoiler.
Do you think that there's spiders in people's cars that are driving around right now?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
JSAF. Jordan Silver is Wait, it stands for Jordan Silver and Friends?
So there's a theory in marketing, and it's that if you see something seven times, it'll take till the seventh time for you to start to actually notice it. Like, you ignore it for the first couple times, and then it starts to kind of pique your interest a little bit, but then when you get to seven, you're like, I got to do this.
Hmm, okay.
And that is where I'm at with this new Milk Coke Challenge. I've seen it seven times now, and now I right? Have you seen anything about this?
I've seen people drinking it. I've seen pictures of it, and that's probably be the closest I get to trying it myself.
Really?
Yeah, I just know. No.
They're saying that it tastes like a melted Coke float. Because if you think about it, ice cream, melted Coke.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. You know, root beer's got more of like a vanilla feel to it, so that makes more sense to me, like a root beer float, even without the ice cream. But I don't know. Coke is...
I know. I'm wondering if we have it in company kitchen. I kind of want to try it. Even though it sounds horrible. It sounds like an Irish car bomb.
No, I like those. No, those
right,
I like.
There's booze in there.
There's a payoff to that.
But you know, when you drop the cream into the beer, it like does something, curdles and stuff, and yeah. We still drink that.
It breathes. It comes to life.
Mm. Oh.
We have all the material. If you want to try this, we have all the things you need. We have.
I mean, I'm looking on Twitter. I figured if it tasted bad or if it was bad for you, people on Twitter would basically say that. But no, people are like, it's not good, but it's not bad. Calm down, people. It's just a melted Coke float.
Mm, my stomach can't take any of that. Nope.
I like Twitter because it educates me on important things like hashtag milk Coke. Has anybody in the Buzz family tried this? This trend has been sitting around the internet for the past 5 days. Because...
And what's the right consistency? I mean, how much do you fill in with the Coke? I mean...
Two-thirds Coke, one-third milk. And they're saying whole milk, too. I mean, if you want to be healthier... Well, if you want to be healthier, you probably shouldn't drink it at all.
It's Jordan Silver and Friends in the Morning on 96.5 The Buzz.
That was a surprise.
Didn't know that was going to be doing a thing.
Brand new Black Keys, Low High, just came in. And 1 minute ago, there was no information about this.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely nothing. But Jeremy just forwarded me that it's available now for you to check out. It's their first new song since their album Turn Blue came out in 2014. But there's no other information!
That's it! That's all. I didn't even know that was going to be a
okay,
thing.
Okay, wait. Low High will be the official theme for the March Madness tournament.
Oh, okay.
But,
okay.
So they just went and did one song? I need more information.
Yeah, I love that it premiered at 7, and Jeremy waited till 7:01 because she knew one of us was going to botch that.
I know.
It's pretty smart on her part, to be honest.
Yeah, we were told not to talk about anything before that.
Yeah, I got nothing. I know nothing.
What's coming up for the news?
What's going on in the news? The smartest man in our living room since 1984. He made an announcement yesterday. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about, but we'll get into all of that. And the goat passed the goat. We'll find out during the news.
Okay. And I've got Paris Jackson finally breaking her silence about her dad's controversial Leaving Neverland documentary. And she says, the greatest thing of all time. That's coming up at 7:10 with the news.
The show would be way less fun if their parents gave them enough attention as children. Jordan Silver and Friends. Codependency is our middle name.
What's going on here?
What's happening?
What's happening? What's happening?
In music news, the Black Keys have been on hiatus since 2014, but they've been doing side projects, but now they're back together. Just released a song called Lo-Fi that you heard at 7 o'clock. And if you want to know what's going on with them, or a new album, or a possible new tour, only little pieces of details are coming in right now, and that we've got that Black Keys are going to be playing the Woodstock 50 Festival.
Ooh, okay.
Just came in, hot off the press.
There we go.
Portugal the Man has finally commented about the new Jonas Brothers song, sounding like their song, Feel It Still. They said, quote, not mad at all. Actually, we dig a lot of their music, and Nick's solo records are awesome. Okay.
Play nice in the sandbox.
I would be mad. You know, it seems like a direct ripoff. If you're going to steal something, at least wait 10 years. That's the rule. Come on. And Vampire Weekend releasing two new songs yesterday. One song's called Big Blue, and the other one is called Sunflower with Steve Lacy from the internet. I'm going to play Sunflower for my discovery song of the day at 7:30. Wow. You're going to love it or you're going to hate it.
I'm excited for that one. I'm excited. LeBron James is just the best, man. And it's starting to get to the point where, like, facts are just going to tell you that he is the greatest of all time, because last night he passed Michael Jordan, fourth all time on the scoring list. Needed 13 points going up against the Nuggets last night. He got that. So now at 32,311 points, LeBron, fourth all time. So just another record of Mike's that he's going to take. Because the man is actually the greatest of all time.
Nice, nice. In entertainment news, 15 years ago, there were more than 9,000 Blockbuster video stores in the world. Now there's only two left, one in Australia. It's closing at the end of the month, and then it leaves the only one standing in existence in Bend, Oregon. That's crazy.
I used to work at a video store, so I can't believe there's still a thing.
Yeah.
That's
well, there's awesome. One left. There's just one left.
Oh, that's a good stuff. I wonder if they got any late fees at that last location. We'll see. I'm sure you saw this yesterday. A bit of a bummer news. Alex Trebek has been the host of Jeopardy since, 1984?
Yeah, it's been forever.
Yeah, the smartest guy in your living room is what everyone's been saying. And he made an announcement yesterday where he announced that he has stage 4 pancreatic cancer, which is, that sucks. But in true Alex Trebek form, he's a consummate professional. He made a joke. You know, he's like, hey, I understand that this isn't usually the most encouraging of results, you know, but I got 3 years left on this deal and I got to make this contract last. And we wish nothing but the best for Alex Trebek. And this guy, by the way, if you remember, this guy chased out robbers from his house in his bedrobe.
Oh, yeah.
My boy's good. Got that Canadian spirits/healthcare. So I'm sure he'll be fine. And we're going to pull for him the entire way.
That's right, damn it. That's right. And Paris Jackson has finally broken her silence about the controversial Leaving Neverland documentary in one of the most epic clapbacks of all time, in my humble opinion. She says, quote, y'all take my life more seriously than I do. Calm your tees. And by tees, she means memories.
JSAF. Jordan Silver is Wait, it stands for Jordan Silver and Friends?
Okay, so Vampire Weekend dropped two new songs yesterday. One was called Big Blue, and this other one is called Sunflower. Now, there's a lot of arpeggios in this. And I know music nerds just went, what? Arpeggios? But yes, you're either going to love this or you're absolutely going to hate it. But it goes on for like 2 minutes and 15 seconds. From Father of the Bride, that comes out May 3rd, Vampire Weekend with Steve Lacy from the internet, it's Sunflower.
Welcome back to Hashtag Crazy Cat Lady Radio. Wait, I mean Jordan Silver and Friends.
I know, it's a little weird, but it's jammy and good. Vampire Weekend with Sunflower. I think that it should be illegal to have a police siren in the back of any song. Because I'm sure that some of you were driving around and heard that like, woo, and thought the police were after you. Vampire Weekend, Sunflower, that's her new one that just came out. Father of the Bride comes out May 3rd. And we'll go back to old Vampire Weekend right now.
Keys, check. Phone, check. Wallet, check. Jordan Silver and Friends, check.
It's time for the Urban Dictionary Word of the Day. So how this works is I'm going to give you a word or a term, and you give me a call and tell me what you think that it could mean according to UrbanDictionary.com. Now, don't ruin this by looking it up, because you don't win anything if you get it right. Because no matter what, our caller 5 scores tickets to Buzz Under the Stars. So let's just have fun with this, okay? Today's Urban Dictionary word term of the day is military effect. Military effect. What do you think the military effect could be, according to UrbanDictionary.com. Give me a call right now, 576-7965.
It's Jordan Silver and Friends in the Morning on 96.5. The Buzz.
Hi, The Buzz. What do you think the military effect could be?
I think the military effect is when you join the military and then you end up wanting to get married after 3 months of meeting someone, so it has that effect on you.
Wait, what? Do you know that from experience?
No, I have friends who know that, though, where they start dating a guy in the Army and then they want to get married in, like, 3 months.
Oh, my gosh. That is not what I'm looking for. Our answer is way more vapid than what you just described. But your caller, too. Thank you so much for the call. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hey, The Buzz, what do you think the military effect could be?
Whenever guys come out of the military and they get, like, super, super great posture and walk around like they're stuck to a board.
You know what? That's not exactly what I'm looking for. You're caller five, though, so you're going to score tickets. But the military effect is when someone is, like, five times hotter than they usually are just because they're in a uniform.
I could definitely see that.
There's truth to that?
The
show would be way less fun if their parents gave them enough attention as children. Jordan Silver and Friends. Codependency is our middle name.
I've got news coming up for you next. What's the official best song ever written all time out of all songs? Get the answer for that. Also, we've got a number of actual potholes in the city, and that number will blow your mind. And police called to do a welfare check on a guy. You will die when you hear what they found. News coming up right after Marshmallow.
JSAF. Jordan Silver is wait, it stands for Jordan Silver and Friends?
What's going on here?
What's happening?
What's happening? What's happening?
On this day in 2001, the Recording Industry Association of America revealed the song of a lifetime, and it was none other than Somewhere Over the Rainbow, the original song. Does that not always bring you to tears? The second song of all time, White Christmas, and the third is This Land Is Your Land. In 1987, License to Ill by the Beastie Boys was the first rap album to top the U.S. charts, which is where it stayed for 7 weeks, which is huge. And if you're in town looking for some sexy cars, there's 450 new automobiles on display at the 2019 Kansas City Auto Show, which is going on now through Sunday. And there are, of course, crews there to hold the mop when you drool. 18,000 is the number. 18,000, that's how many potholes have been reported in the area. Dude, now it's just a fun challenge. I just pretend when I'm driving like I'm in Mario Kart and all the potholes are bananas. That's it. A Michael Jackson statue was removed from the National Football Museum, not because of the Leaving Neverland documentary, but because it shouldn't have been there to begin with. Because really, what is Michael Jackson doing at a football museum? And police in Minnesota were called to do a welfare check on a guy. A neighbor said that he could see the guy from his window and he just seemed to be standing in the same position for a really long time. So police showed up and they knocked down the door and they find that, no, it's not the neighbor, it's not a person, but it's a life-sized cardboard cutout of the MyPillow guy. Right? Who has that? And where can I buy one?
Welcome back to Hashtag Crazy Cat Lady Radio. Wait, I mean Jordan Silver and Friends.
Tell your friends that you're going to do something and you're kind of talking yourself up. And then when the moment finally comes, then this whole anxiety washes over you and you're just like, why am I so stupid? Okay, we have this little area where you can buy food here at the station. And of course, they had milk and they had Coca-Cola. So I purchased it. Because that's a thing that's been going around, hashtag milk, Coke. It's a thing. People are saying that it's not that bad, but now I'm really scared. Have you tried this? Have you tried the milk Coke thing? Two-thirds milk, one-third Coke. If so, give me a call because, like, it's sitting right here. Oh, and I got a cup. But now I'm really, really starting to wuss out. I jumped out of an airplane once, so that counts, but yeah, if you tried this, give me a call. I want to know. I want to know something beforehand, before I put it in my body.
Keys, check. Phone, check. Wallet, check. Jordan Silver and Friends, check.
Hey, Jordan.
Hey, what's up? Have you tried this milk Coke thing?
No, I haven't. However, I've been doing this for a long time, and I give it to people, and most of the time they say they like it.
What is it?
Your morning coffee, the way you like it, nice and sweet. You know, you put your caramel or your macchiato, whatever you like. You make like half a cup of coffee and mix that with some Coke.
What?
Yeah, that tastes really good. In the early 2000s, they even sold black coffee and Coke together. They called it Coke Black.
Oh, but my God.
I didn't really love that because I don't like black coffee. I like my coffee sweet.
Sure, sure.
So I just sweeten my coffee the way I like it, add a little bit of soda, and you know what? It tastes pretty good.
You know what? That sounds like the manly way to do it. Forget cream. I want some Coca-Cola. Are there any doctors out there that will, I don't know, say if this could hurt your system or not? I don't want to feel sick today. 5767965, talking about mixing Coke with milk. Coca-Cola. It's the buzz.
It's Jordan, Silver, and Friends in the morning on 96.5. The Buzz.
Hello, The Buzz.
Hi, are you still asking about the milk and Coke thing?
Yeah, dude, what do you think?
Well, actually, Laverne and Shirley, Laverne always used to drink milk and Pepsi, so I tried it when I was a kid.
Okay.
And it's not great, but it's not terrible.
Okay, you know what? I think I'm going to try it with you on the phone, if you don't mind.
Oh, really?
Because you just... Okay, here we go. So I read that it was one-third milk, and then... two-thirds. Do you remember what it tasted like? Do you remember what, like...
I just remember kind of thinking it was almost like a Coke float,
okay,
but a little warmer.
Okay, all right, awesome. Well, the milk and the Coca-Cola have been chilled. Oh my God, this is disgusting looking.
I know, it doesn't look great, does it?
No, it does not look great, and it's foaming a lot, but I'm going to do this. You're the person that sets me over to actually be able to do this. Oh my God. Oh my God.
What do you think?
Well, here it comes. Ready?
Okay.
All right, here we go. What's your name, by the way?
My name is Shelby.
All right, Shelby. This one is for you. Not bad.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, not terrible. Not delicious. But yeah,
right.
You drink it, right?
Yeah. I used whole milk, so I think I might actually finish this.
There you go.
Or is that weird?
I don't think it's weird. It's a new experience. You might as well do the whole thing.
There we go. If I had some booze, I would throw some in here. What do you think goes
there
in here?
There you go. Some Kahlua or something?
Yeah, girl. Thank you so much for the call.
Yeah, thanks.
Bye.
The show would be way less fun if their parents gave them enough attention as children. Jordan, Silver, and Friends. Codependency is our middle name.
There's a lot of news.
And now the news.
So as you heard at the top of the 9, the Black Keys are back after a 5-year hiatus. They're returning with a new song called Low High. The thing is, though, they're being so mysterious about it. So there's no more details about an album. We've been getting a lot of texts about that. No more details. The only thing we do know is that they're going to be playing Woodstock this summer. And yes, that's a thing if you haven't heard of it yet. Portugal the Man has finally commented about something I was talking about yesterday, that the new Jonas Brothers song sounds just like Feel It Still. Portugal the Man said, not mad at all, actually dig a lot of their music. But I'm like, come on, Jonas Brothers, if you're going to rip something off, at least make it 10 years old so that people at least kind of forget about it. And Vampire Weekend just released two new songs, one called Big Blue and the other one called Sunflower, with Steve Lacy from the internet. Going to play Sunflower for you coming up at 9:30. You're either going to love it or you're going to hate it. And I was mildly impressed that when I played it at 7:30, the Buzz family kept texting in that it was groovy, so I think you may like it. In entertainment news, 15 years ago, there were more than 9,000 Blockbuster video stores in the world, but at the end of this month, there's only going to be one. The second to last one closing in Australia at the end of the month, which leaves the only one standing in existence in Bend, Oregon. Like, who the hell is still patroning that thing, you know? Like, come on. Oh, it's my parents? Okay, that makes a lot of sense. There are 18,000 potholes reported in this city. And I've just decided that I'm just going to play pretend like I'm in a real game of Mario Kart. The potholes are the bananas. Just play along with me. P-A-N-A-N-A-S. Paris Jackson has finally broken her silence about the controversial Leaving Neverland documentary. In one of what I think is one of the most epic clapbacks of all time, she says, "Y'all take my life more seriously than I do. Calm your tees." And by tease, she means scary bees. And by scary bees, I mean boo. Bees, come your boobies.
Keys, check. Phone, check. Wallet, check. Jordan Silver and Friends, check.
So it's like when you decide to just do it and get a totally different haircut than the one that you always get. You know, you get there, you're excited about it, and then they do your hair, and then you look at it in the mirror, and you're like, yes, this is good, I like this. And then you have to go show your friends, and your friends hopefully like it as well. But there's always that, like, anxiety about what they're going to say. And that is how I feel about this Vampire Weekend song that just came out yesterday. It's called Sunflower. So I played it earlier at 7:30 for the Buzz family, and we actually got, I was surprised, got a lot of good texts about it. Someone said, this makes me even more stoked for the new Vampire Weekend. Somebody else said, this is actually great. And someone else said, I wanted to hate it, but I don't. So the word that the Buzz family used to describe this earlier was groovy. And if you're a music nerd, arpeggio is a good word to use with this. I'll be back after. Text me what you think, 96500, Sunflower by Vampire Weekend.
JSAF. Jordan Silver is Wait, it stands for Jordan Silver and Friends?
Good morning, Jeremy.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm okay.
Are you sleepy?
I'm so tired.
But think about in 1 week, you're going to be at South by Southwest.
Almost be done with South by Southwest in a week.
Is that a vacation?
No. Oh. God, no.
I mean, you get to spend the day in bed?
Yeah, but It's not. Usually, if you spend that much time on your back, it's a job.
Oh.
I just wanted to make you really uncomfortable.
Wow.
Really is what I wanted
I'm
to do.
I'm itching now. That's how uncomfortable I am. Wow.
No, it'll be fun. We've got like 30-some interviews set up right now, and lots of people going to be stopping by. Lots of old friends. A lot of original Buzz family will be there. So
I'm so excited.
It's going to be good. I'm really excited for everyone that's coming.
Can you tell us anybody?
Yeah. So our old friends, Run River North, will be there. I think they've done the hotel room every year that we've done it, and they always ask to come back. Simmel will be there.
Oh, nice.
The Strumbella's going to stop by.
Awesome.
Judah and the Lion. I think maybe Cage the Elephant. Maybe.
Really?
Maybe.
Oh, man.
I'm working on it. I'm trying.
How often do you change the sheets when all those people are hanging out with you in your bed?
So, funny story. The first year we did this, I actually followed the maid around when she did like the sheets and everything and learned how to remake the bed. Because I get out of the bed each morning and I want to remake it.
Of course.
So I learned how to do that. So now what happens is I just go downstairs, grab an extra set of sheets, and I do the bed myself. Every other day-ish.
That is so nice of you.
Well, I mean, it's my actual bed. Like,
that's true.
It's the bed that I have to sleep in. So when the Strumbellas show up and they just jump on the bed and get under the covers, you have to remember, that's where I have to sleep.
Question.
Yes.
Do you let the bands wear their shoes while they're on your bed?
I give them the option.
Really?
If they want to take them off, that's awesome. If they don't, I understand.
What?
But
that's your bed.
I just ask if they're going to leave their shoes on. They don't get under the covers.
But they can still get all over the comforter at the top.
Yeah, it's fine. Okay. I can just take that off.
I guess. I think it gets cold down there at night.
Yeah, it's fine.
So is this a vacation? No, not really.
No.
No. How does this work?
But it's so much fun.
How does this work here? What is it going to sound like here at the station?
I don't know. I've never been here when it happens. I don't know. I don't know.
Welcome back to Hashtag Crazy Cat Lady Radio. Wait, I mean Jordan Silver and Friends.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.